This is the sad tale of an elderly Utah woman who 35 years ago owned two vases. An antiques appraiser came to her home and told her that the vases were worth $1,400. He then offered to buy them for that amount. After thinking it over for a couple of days, the woman agreed. A short time later, she saw the vases advertised in the paper for sale for $15,000 each. The tale of the vase-selling woman is relevant today after last week's story of a silver dollar coin minted in 1794 and sold by a dealer for much money last year. After the sale, the dealer found out that the coin was worth millions more than what he'd been paid. Experts believe that the coin could be the first of its kind. We know that everybody makes mistakes, but when we're talking about so much more than spilled milk, the law is often asked to step in to help soak things up and sort things out. To explain, we review contract law with the help of John Colombo, who teaches contracts at the University of Illinois College of Law. When parties to a contract later argue that the contract isn't valid because the thing at issue was worth more or less than what the buyer paid, the law would look to see if objectively the parties had reached some sort of an agreement about the particular item. If a reasonable person would find that they had, after looking at the facts objectively, then the contract is valid, even when the thing at issue has a different value. But if, looking at the situation objectively, the parties didn't agree, then a court would rescind the contract. It's a murky area. In the end, it's often the case that if the seller gets a bad deal because the item is worth more, the seller loses. He's in a better position to determine value in the first place, courts find, because he owns the thing, knows a bit of its history, and has control over it. If the buyer is the one who gets the bad deal, the law can step in to help, and sometimes rescinds the contract. The idea there is that the buyer doesn't have as much control over the item pre-sale and must depend upon the seller for information about it. But the cases are very fact-dependent, and courts sometimes seem to work hard to uphold the contract no matter what. In Pennsylvania, a man who purchased what he thought to be a painting by a famous artist could not rescind the contract when it was later attributed to another artist. Prices fluctuate often in art, the court found, and the parties to the contract knew that. In Ohio, a court upheld a contract when a buyer purchased what he thought to be an antique knife, later shown, the buyer argued, to be a reproduction. Again, the parties had reached an agreement about that particular knife, the court found, and the buyer knew much about knives before the purchase. And in Wisconsin, a court refused to rescind a contract for a mystery stone that later turned out to be a diamond. Both parties knew about the uncertainty, the court decided. So it should come as no surprise that the Utah woman who sold the vases to the appraiser, who then advertised them for thousands more, could not rescind her contract and could not get her valuable vases back. And that under the law, it's unlikely that the coin dealer will once again hear his valuable silver dollar jingle in his pocket. Given all this, the old adage needs a bit of an edit. Let the buyer and seller beware. I'm Amy Guy.